Clark, and we're about to get into a very important conversation. Today is 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. And can you believe that it's been 30 years since it has been launched? Now, we're speaking to Dr. Zubeda Dangor, head of the executive of the National Shelter Movement and director of the NISAA Institute for Women's Development, who joins us on the line to have a critical discussion around the fact that there are not enough shelters and those that are there are completely underfunded. Dr. Zubeda, thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon, Debohile. Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about the important part, which is the work that you do. You recently had the shelter in Durban on the 10th and 11th of November. That was this month. What were the outcomes of the shelter in Durban? And maybe you can share with us what the National Shelter Movement of South Africa does.
Okay, so firstly, the vision of the National Shelter Movement of South Africa is that we strive to be the united voice on sheltering for women and children affected by gender-based violence in South Africa. We are an umbrella body of 95 shelters across 9 provinces of South Africa. And what we do is we provide networking, advocacy, and lobbying. We also engage in service provision. We provide legislative input and capacity building for shelters on gender-based violence and sheltering in South Africa. So essentially, in a nutshell, that is what the NSM does.
And when we look at the Indaba, what were some of the key outcomes of the Indaba?
So there are several key outcomes from the Indaba. The one was that, you know, we've recently released a report, a research report on the voices of women from shelters in South Africa, which is a 3-year composite report. And this report has clearly indicated that women are saying they don't know about shelter services in the country. The only time they really become aware of this is when they are at the police station or sometimes through social workers. So basically about 55% of the women have said that they don't know about this. And so this is a big task that we need to take on to ensure that we raise greater awareness so that more women can be able to access help.
And just so we can reiterate, why are shelters so important, especially now during the pandemic?
Well, you know that gender-based violence has been a pandemic prior to the pandemic of the coronavirus. And shelters are really important because shelters save lives. Mm. We know that femicide in South Africa has reached epidemic proportions. Even now as we speak, during the 16 days of violence against, no violence against women, we still have women that are severely abused or killed. Mm. And so this is why shelters play such an important and valuable role. Although I must admit that society doesn't necessarily see this as we see it.
And I mean, the reality is many women cannot leave because they have nowhere to go. So many of them are stuck in situations where they are financially dependent, and these shelters, as you say, save lives.
Absolutely. One of the things that we found in our work is that women struggle to get to shelters. So the National Shelter Movement a year ago set up the National Shelter Helpline. And this is a 24-hour service which actually assists women to be taken to shelters. We're not a counseling helpline. We help women to be able to access a shelter in the vicinity where she lives or somewhere close by. We also help them to be able to access police or if they need information regarding, the protection orders, we would be able to help them through the helpline. And what is interesting about this is that up to the end of October, the helpline has placed more than 1,300 women in shelters. Mm. And they've also assisted nearly 2,000 women who had called on other GBV-related matters. So it's quite clear that before the helpline turns one, the need for it is there and it's escalating.
Mm. And how has government been assisting or lacking in assisting, especially when you look at the fact that the theme for this year's 16 Days campaign is the year of Charlotte Manyama Xeke, 16 days of activism, moving from awareness to accountability?
Okay, so we need much more, we need greater accountability from government. They are making an effort, I have to acknowledge that. I myself sat on the Interim Gender-Based Violence and Femicide Committee that was established by President Ramaphosa. We have very good policies in the country, but we still lag behind when it comes to implementation. So we really, really need to ensure that the services are available to women. There are not enough shelters in this country, you know, to service the needs of women from gender violence backgrounds, as well as the children. Because remember that if we don't assist the children, we are kind of really not beautiful, because these children will still continue with the violence if we don't interact, if we don't interrupt that intergenerational cycle.
Is there anything else that you think listeners need to know about some of the work that you're doing?
So one of the other things that has come up, there have been several resolutions reached from the NSM in Durban. And one is that we want to develop a repository of information on gender-based violence. And this comes, is definitely linked to Pillar 6 of the strategic plan, the National Strategic Plan on Gender-Based Violence. And this is going to be an initiative between the National Shelter Movement and the National Department of Social Development. So we really look forward to working with the department. The other very interesting thing is that the director of VEP at national level, DSD, has offered to work with the NSM, and he also presented the intersectoral policy on sheltering at the Indaba. And this is something that we've been waiting for a long time. So this will help us to forge an improved relationship with the Department of Social Development. However, having said that, what is of critical importance is other government departments need to really come on board. So it's because it's not only social development and NGOs. You know, we need the Department of Health, the Department of all the other departments that should really, really be there to assist.
Doctor, we're going to have to leave it there as we have run out of time. But thank you so, so much. I will definitely be sharing the details of that National Shelter Hotline, which is 0800-001-005, so that everybody can ensure that if you are in a situation and you need the National Shelter Helpline, 0800-001-005. That is Dr. Zubeda Dango, head of the executive of the National Shelter Movement South Africa.